Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hassett, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side, and we're here live with the Seattle Boat Show. And I have with me a couple of guests, actually one of the co-hosts for the day, Gretchen Miles, who's with Waterline Boats. Thank you for being here today with me.
You're welcome. This is great. This is a fun and very exciting venue.
Yes, absolutely. I'm always amazed at how they can get all the boats inside of here. I want to come sometime when they're actually bringing them in, because we had the guy who runs the boat show on here last year, and he said it's just absolutely fascinating with the cranes and everything. But the other guest that we have right now, I guess, Lisa, you're Gretchen's boss, Lisa Helker, who's co-owner of Waterline Boats. Is that correct?
Yeah, Waterline Boats. We're over in East Hall, 1233. And, Gretchen is a friend and works for Waterline Boats.
Okay, excellent. So tell me a little bit more about Waterline Boats. How long has Waterline Boats been around?
We started our business in 2007.
A fine time, like right before the precipice?
Well, we had 30 wonderful days, and then we had a few challenging ones following, but
right.
It brought us to where we are today, and
right
now we represent Helmsman Trawlers, Krogan Express, and Bracewell Yachts, as well as we're a part of the boat shed system.
Okay, so explain that to me, because you mentioned that right before we went on air, and I was like, I don't know what the boat shed system is. I'm newer to boating. I've only been doing it for about a year and a half. So for anyone else who might be newer, what is boat shed?
Well, boat shed is a marketing system for boats, and it's an international yacht brokerage system.
Is it like Amazon for boats?
Well,
sort of?
Well, kind of.
People here recognize Amazon. Like, you can find everything online. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes, we represent our boats online using a transparent process where you see everything.
What do you mean, like in terms of the purchase process?
Whether it's a galley, photos, or hull, or anchor, locker.
Okay.
We want to represent the boat exactly how it is, so there are no surprises when your buyer arrives.
Okay, so you just gave me a nice tie-in to real estate, because I always say buying a home online is like online dating. And I always have to tell people, like, when you're selling your home, because we use professional photography. I also use 3D tours, right? So you can get this immersive experience. And I always say, you know, there's people who are like, I've run across agents who are like, oh, I don't want to put all the pictures up because they got to go see something. And I'm like, that's the wrong mindset. In today's world, you hit it nail on the head, transparency. Mm-hmm. People want to feel that when they come, pardon me, that if they come to see the item that you have available, it needs to look like what it does online, right?
Right. I call it that I want my client just to be able to come in, touch, feel, smell, and they
right.
know, they already know what they're going to expect. And as soon as you
100%.
Step on board,
yeah.
you want to be able to say, oh, I already saw that.
That's exactly
okay.
right.
And
yeah.
there are no surprises.
Yeah, absolutely. So out of curiosity, is 3D ever any part of that, or is it just professional photography?
We have 360 virtual tours on all of our listings.
Okay.
Whether it's a 30-foot vessel or a 60-foot vessel.
Okay.
We treat them all the same.
Right. No, I'm totally with you. I do that with like a inexpensive condo all the way up to million-plus dollar properties. So what would be websites that people would be able to go and see something like this? Let's give some people, like, if they have their cell phones and they want to whip something out right now, what
would
they look up?
The easiest thing is go to waterlineboats.com, boats for sale page, and you click on a link and it brings you to the boat shed system.
Okay, fantastic. So you're going to see boats that you have here in Puget Sound, as well as what you can help with brokering from anywhere around the world, is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Gretchen, is that part of what you do, or how's this interaction? Like, Lisa, you're the owner, and Gretchen, you work there. What happens?
So I'm a broker, and
okay.
I am, when I'm helping a person either buy or sell, I can take them, we can go on tours.
Okay.
So I can work with other.
What do you mean go on tours? Like you get on the boat and go out in the water?
Well, that would be after you've already made a negotiated contract. But what I mean by going on tours is I take people who say, you know, I'm kind of interested in a 40-foot trawler style mm-hmm. and maybe it has two staterooms and two heads, I say, right, let's find out all of those that fit your category.
You do the same thing I do, but
and then we'll go out and look at all of them.
Okay.
And
you totally do. You do showings just like I do.
I do.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And so then we'll, but I'm going to highlight ours first. We can find them.
Okay.
But as a broker,
I don't get that personal benefit, but yes, okay, I get it.
but then we are also in showcasing the ones online. Mm-hmm. We have video tours, so people are already feeling like they've stepped on the boat,
right.
which is different than many brokerages do,
okay.
but along with the 360s. And then not only do we have photos, we have 80 to 100 photos. So you're seeing, the engine room, you're seeing anchor lockers, you're seeing close-ups of the deck, you're seeing
of that particular boat, not just one that's representative of that boat, is that right? Okay, so it's really like I'm gonna know when I show up, this is the boat I should expect. It's not like, oh, here's, because like in the new construction community, it's like, here's the model, but the one you get may not be quite like this one.
That's right.
So you're saying like this is it, because you're selling both new and used. Right?
That's right.
And you probably don't use the term used, but what
previously owned.
Previously owned. previously loved and boated.
Yes. So the Helmsmans, which are our new line, along with the Bracewell Yachts and Croghan Expresses, they that is Scott and Lisa's line, is the Helmsman Trawlers.
Okay. So Helmsman Trawlers is one that you actually have built.
We are the builders.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So tell me a little bit more about that. So this is the boats that come from China?
They are built in China.
Okay. But designed here or what?
A little bit of each.
Okay. Okay.
And U.S. components are shipped over to China.
Okay.
Crates and crates and crates of them. And
so this boat has been across the water many times, but in parts.
Yes.
Until it actually shows up.
Yeah.
This is such a fascinating process. I'm cracking up. I don't have that happen with houses. Like, they have to be, you know, they're mostly just built on site in most cases. But I guess.
And don't move.
Right, exactly. They're pretty static unless we have an earthquake, right? You know, so, like, not a big deal. Or a houseboat, maybe, right? But, okay, so how long have you done that? The Helmsman Trawler, how long has that been around?
The yard has been building since 2006.
Okay.
And as a Helmsman Trawlers, we have, it's been building since 2012.
Okay.
It's a dedicated yard. It builds only Helmsman Trawlers.
Okay. And I was asking you earlier, and I want to have the listeners understand, who's a typical kind of person who would purchase a product like this?
Our clientele?
Yeah. Who's your clientele typically?
A lot of them are retired or near retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that we have...
That means they have time to be on the boat.
Boaters. We have real boaters.
Yeah,
they
full-time.
Buy the product and they use their boat. They
right.
don't just go hang out on it.
Right. Yeah, it's not like they're hanging out in Andrews Bay, boozing it up. And
nothing wrong with that either.
Well, nothing wrong with it. Seriously, nothing wrong with it.
But
I know.
We have
I've
a
done
lot
it.
Of coastal cruisers. They do the San Juans. They go to Alaska. We have...
Okay. So these have some pretty good range.
Yeah.
Like, what would be the furthest range potential? Do you know offhand? Or Gretchen, do you know?
Well, I was just asking about the estimates of range for this current Helmsman Trawler 31, and it's about 500 nautical miles.
Okay. I have no idea what that really means. Where could you go in 500 nautical miles?
Probably up to the upper edges of Canada.
Okay. Well, that's significant. That's a beautiful, beautiful scenery all along the way. Do you pass through Desolation Sound?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you'd be going through the San Juans, through the Gulf Islands, up through Desolation Sound, the Broughtons, and on.
All right. Now, you mentioned before we got on air, there was some loop or something. What was that?
The Great Loop. That's on the East Coast.
Okay.
And a lot of people call they're called loopers.
Okay.
But it uses the intracoastal waterway. And it's from like Michigan down to Florida and then up through Mississippi and back.
Okay. And then you mentioned one other area where this might be a boat where it could have significant use.
Florida to the Bahamas.
Florida to the Bahamas. So You know, I bring up, like, why you want to talk about these other areas, because one of the things about the boat show that we learned last year, talking to the guy who runs it, is that we actually have a lot of boaters from all over the country who come to this particular program, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, while this is a Pacific Northwest radio show, this particular boat show is very U.S.-based in nature, right? So there's people from all over. Have you already had people coming into your area from other places, or have you noticed yet?
Oh, we had someone in from Nebraska and Iowa.
Yep. Yes. Where in the world is he going to use one of these boats?
The Great Loop.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So he would keep a boat out there?
He would potentially have it delivered to Michigan.
Okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. That absolutely makes sense. Well, the boat that my husband and I have, we actually bought from Pennsylvania. It was on Lake Erie, and he drove out there with his big old Ford and drove it on back right after we purchased it. We did the, what do they call it, the sea trial? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So somebody would, like, so what's the purchase process through your organization typically?
So initially,
we do the showings,
and then we get in a negotiated contract. Okay. And once the contract has been negotiated between the buyer and the seller, and we receive a deposit, which we will hold and give that as a credit at closing. Okay. Then we have the survey, mechanical survey, and a demo.
Okay.
And then as long as those...
And the demo is like a sea trial.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And
the
main thing is keeping it fun.
Yes.
Because it's all about having fun.
Yeah. I don't know anyone who has bought a boat in a mournful state. They're usually like full of hope, excitement, dreaming of vacations. So we're going to be talking more with people here at the Seattle Boat Show in just a minute. We're going to be taking a quick break. This is Open House with Team Reba. Unfortunately, we don't have call-ins today, but if you want to come see us, we're right between the East and West Corridor, right by the ladies' room and the Eat and Drink Station.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, I don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat, I don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat.
Listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll return in a moment.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of a wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place.